Australia's Human Rights Commissioner Catherine Branson has condemned the Curtin Detention Centre in Western Australia, saying many of the asylum seekers there are suffering mental trauma and languishing in poor conditions. The Commissioner recently visited the remote facility near Derby in WA's Kimberley region. Catherine Branson is speaking here to reporter Stephen Jedgetts.
Look, it's a flat, dusty, red place. There are high fences around it. And what you see when you look through these quite intimidating tall fences, it's just a selection of what I think are called dongas, you know, the temporary box-like housing. Red earth, it's hot, there's very little grass, very little shaded area, and of course limited facilities.
What did the detainees there tell you?
People are being held there for long periods of time. This indefinite detention, particularly in a remote place, is very damaging to their mental health. They spoke to us about sleeplessness, about feelings of wanting to suicide. We know that there have been a worrying number of self-harm incidents there, including a man apparently who threw himself through a glass window. There's been mass voluntary starvation. People have been burning themselves with cigarettes, cutting themselves with razors. And they tell us things like, we're dying from the inside out. We feel that we're going mad, that they're suffering mental torture. It's a harsh way to treat people who come here seeking asylum.
What's your alternative? Should Curtin be closed, and where should detainees be moved to instead? When detention centres are open in less remote locations, like in Vibraki in South Australia, it often stokes conflict and controversy in the community.
Actually, it does sometimes stoke some conflict, but the conflict tends to settle down. I have visited in Vibraki recently, and there was very little evidence of the ongoing tension that was seen there earlier. But look, the Commission has long said people who come to Australia seeking asylum should not be mandatory detained.
Wouldn't that inevitably, though, encourage more people to take the journey by boat?
Well, interestingly, I recently attended a very high-level international workshop hosted by the Office of the UN High Commissioner for All Refugees, and there was wide agreement there, as there is in international writing, that mandatory detention does not deter people coming for asylum.
The government's moved a majority of women and children now into community detention. Do you welcome that? Should the government get credit for that?
Oh, look,
and has the government moved quickly enough?
Yeah, look, we applaud that, and we've made that public many times. We urge him to get all families with children out into the community. Also, if the policy of mandatory detention can't be abandoned, then he uses wide power to get as many people as possible into the community.
Australia's Human Rights Commissioner Catherine Branson speaking to our reporter Stephen Jedgetts.